Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Rabbi Stephen Krawitz, principal at Hirsch Lines Boys High School. Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Howard. Also, I'm head of academics of the girls' high school as well. Thank you for having me on the radio station. Appreciate it.
All right, great. So then you are well positioned to talk both about the boys' high school and the girls' high school. Tell us, give us the headlines of how Hirsch Lions did.
Once again, we did very well. I'm very, very proud of all of our students. We had phenomenal results across all subjects. I can't say any individual students' names, but we had 25 matriculants. We had all students who received 7 distinctions, 1 got 6, 2 got 5, there was 1, 4, 4 students got 3, 4 got 2, 2 got 1 distinction. So in terms of the distinctions, our students did extremely well. Also, if I look at the averages, we had 28% of our students got an A average.
Unbelievable.
45% of our students got a B average. Of our results, 41% of all results were A's, and A's and B's made up 60%. So as the principal of the school, to put my shoulders at the results out, and it's a great point of pride that the students have done so well. Also, in almost every single subject, we were above the national average within the IEB. In some subjects, like English and science, we were 11% above the national average. In RT, we were 10% above the national average. So a great achievement from our students. Yeah.
It really is absolutely phenomenal to see how the students, how they've done at during such a difficult time. A few of our listeners have asked the question, are the students getting smarter, better, working harder, or is it getting easier to get the distinctions? What do you think?
So I don't think it's getting easier to get the distinctions. I think that in South Africa, in the current situation for Jewish students getting to university, the competitive levels have risen. So the students are putting a lot more effort into preparing for math than I think they did when you and I were in school. Having said that, also, I must say that what I've seen at Hirsch Lions, especially over the COVID time, I thought that we are Torah school, so especially in the Torah and the Chesed part of our school, we noticed that COVID didn't damper the students' commitment. It actually became an opportunity for our students to get more involved and to do more. So more involved in learning Torah, more involved in doing Chesed, and it became a lot more meaningful because people were praying for the lives of loved ones who were sick.
Mm.
Student leadership intensified, and I think that was as a result of the impact of COVID. And also,
we are struggling a little bit with the line.
Commitments on the staff. Unbelievable commitment. I personally, as the principal, just to make sure that secular lessons could happen during lockdown, I was coming in and making sure that we had notes. The teachers were emailing notes. I was printing, we were binding them, and then dropping them off at students' houses. Teachers were going to visit students if they'd missed the lesson because they were sick. She dropped off a meal to teach them over Zoom. That was a recurrent theme in the school over the last 2 years. Extra support on behalf of the teachers. I had teachers going to people's houses to pick up work, to drop work, to just talk to students through the gates just so that we could have that contact.
Unbelievable.
With our students.
So interesting. Yeah.
The story in Hirsch Lions was as a result of COVID. Everybody doubled down and the students gave their best, the teachers went far beyond any call of duty.
Well, what's interesting about it is that it almost ensured that the students got the best out of the teachers, and not just academically. In other words, they wouldn't just walk into a classroom, see the teacher for 40 minutes, however long a lesson is, and then leave and, you know, write the exams or tests or whatever. It became a relationship way beyond that of just an academic pupil relationship.
I have to agree with you 100%. I actually had a matric history class, and having to teach during COVID, not only in 2020, which was the tougher year, but even in 2021, when we had two lockdown periods in the course of the year, having that relationship of being a teacher, nurturing and growing, took that teaching experience to a different level. It really made you connect with the students. You have to find time. You have to give of your best in that time. And it became a very, very concentrated time of relationship building and relationship maintenance. And I think all my staff found that. I have to say that across the board in the Torah department and in the academic department.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Do you foresee the year 2022 being very different, or do you think it'll be similar to what we experienced in 2021?
I'm hoping that 2022 will be closer to a reversion to normal. I do think that COVID is here to stay, and we have to learn to live with it rather than lock down. And I think the government having not revised the COVID protocols during the fourth Omicron wave is also basically at that decision. I would like to make two big thank yous. I think not on behalf of First Lions, but now I'm on the radio, on behalf of the whole Jewish community. I know that when it comes time for university exams, the Jewish Board of Deputies has to get involved in allowing religious Jewish students, or just Jewish students, to write the exams not on a Chag and not on a Shabbos. And from high school point of view, I want to give a huge shout out and a thank you to two organizations who are unbelievably accommodating to the Jewish community. So you put me on the radio. I think as a Jewish community, we owe these two organizations a big thank you, and I want to name them. One is the IEB, because all the matric results that are out already were IEB results. The Independent Examination Board. The government school results are coming out tomorrow. The IEB is unbelievable in their...
It's wonderful to hear. I think it's fantastic. Amazing.
They will not put an exam on a Chag, or one year they released the matric results. They happened to be released on a Friday night. All the Jewish school principals got a personal phone call from the CEO of the IEB. Anne Oberholzer phoned us all to apologize, and she said it would never happen again. Amazing. So the IEB is unbelievable in accommodating the Jewish schools. And then the other one is the UCT runs the national benchmarking test, the NBTs. Mm. A number of university faculties require an NBT score. There's two NBT tests for students to enroll in those faculties, especially medicine. And last year, they gave one day on a Sunday for the Jewish students. That Sunday turned out to be Tisha B'Av. So I didn't want my students writing two grueling exams on Tisha B'Av.
Right.
The lady in Cape Town was unbelievably accommodating. I know Hirsch Lions, together with the Shiva College, had two sessions for the NBTs, one in June and one in September. Victory Park also had their own session, and Linksfield also had their own session, so that our students could write at convenient times for themselves. And just the unbelievable will of this NBT, this unit at Cape Town,
they run
it for the whole country, all the universities in the country, to accommodate our Jewish students. I think both, I would be very remiss if I didn't point out that.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. And thank you for bringing that to our attention. We can't obviously know that, and we didn't know these details. I'm just sorry that I spoke to Anne Oberholzer a little bit earlier this morning. I could have thanked her publicly as well for this. But Rabbi Stephen Krawitz giving a shout out to the IB and to UCT for the way in which they handle Jewish day schools. It is 8:45. That is where we leave it. Rabbi Stephen Krawitz, principal of Hirschlein's Boys and academic head of the Girls High School, chatting to us about Hirschlein results as well as other observations. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.